Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jerry Jones live at 8:30 this morning. It's a Tolo Tuesday. Glad you're waking up with us on this fantastic week. Yesterday, I was walking around the grocery store, and I was like, dang. It really is kind of sad how my mood and my life improves based upon Cowboy wins.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going home. I'm going to cook. I can skip the nap. I'm going to talk to my family. I'm going to enjoy whatever's on TV. Work is going to be easier. And I'm like, this shouldn't be the case. This isn't healthy. This isn't good. But I was just floating up and down the aisles yesterday, getting ready to make chili. You know, and I'm just like, I have this warm, fuzzy feeling. I want to eat comfort food.
Beans or no beans?
I have a new rule on that, by the way.
Okay.
I'm tired of you, my brother, doing the same thing. There was one can of spicy chili beans. You know what chili is? Chili is anything with chili powder. That's the new rule. I don't care how long you've been eating it. I don't care your beans, your no beans, your all your crap. I put stuff in there to try to make a little bit healthier with a ton of different vegetables. I got my meat, of course, but that's the new rule. If it has chili powder in it,
okay,
and you're trying to make chili, you can put what you want. So save all your beans and all your crap, no pun intended, on the Autoflex Easing Fan Text.
Yeah, 877-881-1053 with your hot takes on Sean's rewriting of the history books on chili.
Because you know, no beans, a lot of times, I eat these chilies where it's just ground beef and the sauce. That's darker spaghetti sauce. That's spaghetti sauce with cumin powder.
So I'm gonna assume by your classification here that you're not using ground beef. Are you using like chopped brisket or something as a part of your chili?
Well, okay, I change it up.
Okay.
If I have leftover brisket, I put the smoked brisket in there.
Yeah.
I had leftover. You know, I have this new Blackstone that RJ told me that grill, and I was making these smash burgers on it, and that's the game changer, by the way. And I had leftover ground beef, so I'm going to throw some ground beef in there. My favorite thing is, a little Italian sausage. That's more flavorful than ground beef. So, you know, but chili powder, that's the key. So save all your bean takes. And I don't love beans. I just sometimes.
It depends on the bean for me.
Yeah.
I'm not a pinto bean guy. I'm a black bean guy.
Don't like kidney beans.
No. What are they? Cheech beans. There's other ones, too.
Don't like lima beans. Don't like a lot of beans.
What about jelly beans? Like jelly beans?
Don't like jelly
beans. LL beans.
Jelly
like LL
bean. LL bean.
Who doesn't like jelly beans?
So, anyway, the mood. It's just way too dependent on the Cowboy results. It is. But that's why I'll be in a fantastic mood today and throughout the rest of the week and at Fanniversary, buying some beers for the 7 o'clock and 6 a.m. All the listeners, really. But come up, tell me what hour you turn it on, leave it on, because that is very important. This is a little disturbing, though. Jason LaCanfora came out with a report that Amari Cooper staying here is increasingly doubtful. Cooper, in the final year of his contract from CBS Sports, is increasingly likely to depart the Cowboys after the season. Contract talks between the wideout and the team have gained no traction, and the odds that a deal gets done decrease by the week. Well, who cares? Don't worry about it. We got the franchise tag. Oh, wait a second. It's unlikely the Cowboys would be able to use the franchise tag on Amari or another key player, Byron Jones, who's in the same situation. The Cowboys' inability to get a long-term deal done with Dak Prescott makes it increasingly likely that they will have to use the franchise tag on the quarterback instead. With numerous receivers getting extensions, Cooper would be highly sought after if he hits the open market, stands to earn a hefty payday. The 25-year-old has been a star since going from the Raiders to the Cowboys. Now, I'm going to dismiss this report.
Okay. I don't think that's totally unfair considering, I mean, Lockenfora is not Adam Schefter.
Yeah. I'm not going to insult it because it's Lockenfora.
Yep. I don't think that's fair either.
You go first. You got a strong reaction to it?
If this is true, they don't re-sign him, this is going to be one of the biggest disasters this team's had. To give up a first-round pick for a guy for 24 games would be a nightmare. This would go down with Joey Galloway. And look, Joey was a good player. They gave up two first-round picks for him. One of them turned into Sean Alexander. Remember him? This would be a nightmare to have Amari Cooper trade for him, use him, have him work so well with Dak, and then not pay him. I totally sympathize and empathize, or whatever the word is, with teams on their budgets. I get it. You got a budget, you got a cap to worry about. But when you trade a first-round pick for a player, that budget goes out the window.
Just imagine how the Rams would feel if Ramsey left after what they gave up.
Right?
But here's why I'm not worried about it. The Dak deal, I have to think, is going to get done. Mm. Unless Dak and his cutthroat agents, and I can hear Ben Rogers sending me the text messages right now, unless they're like, you're paying us 40. Like, unless it gets to that, then you'd think the Cowboys give in for 34 to 36, hopefully not $37 million. So you don't have to use the franchise. I don't see it getting ugly enough that the Cowboys have to use the franchise tag on Dak. If it gets there with Amari, then use the franchise tag on Amari. But I don't see it getting to that point with Prescott. But I don't know. There's a reason it still hasn't gotten done.
Yeah.
There's a reason we still have these delays. And Ben and Skin, I thought, asked a great question of Steven yesterday. Is the bye week a perfect time to try to lock these up? And we'll ask that to Jerry
at
8:30 this morning.
Has to be, right?
Yeah.
They're not doing anything. You're not doing anything.
But you think that you are, like, the numbers haven't changed, right? You think the agent isn't going to say, well, you know what, it's the bye week, so we're willing to bring our number down.
Right. Now, maybe Dak has a philosophy that he doesn't negotiate during season. We've seen that before. Now, I think most of that is players just saying that to win the PR battle.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not worried about my contract. I'm all focused on the team, yada, yada, yada. And that may be something to it. But, I mean, because if somebody were to go to Dak and say, hey, here's $40 million a year, you know, he'll probably break his rule.
Yeah.
Right?
Probably.
From the 817, from the 214, also pointing out that the Cowboys have the transition tag available to them as well, so they could potentially franchise both Dak and Amari if things go south. Franchise one, transition the other, thanks to the fact that there is not a new CBA deal in place for the following season.
Which one would you guys try to fight more? All right, and I'm just throwing this out. It's a fun discussion, whatever. We're sitting at the bar over a couple of drinks. Dak, 35, Amari, 19, Byron, 14.
Who would I fight more to give?
Which contract, which of those are you fighting more of, your Jerry and Steven? Russell Wilson, just for comparison, Russell Wilson's the highest paid at 35 per. Michael Thomas got 20 per. And again, all these numbers, they change with clauses and all that. And then you have the highest contract at 15 per in Miami. Which one are you fighting the most? Byron at about 14, Dak at 35, Amari at 19.
I'd have to fight Byron the most because Amari has proven he's amongst the elite wide receivers in the NFL. That's not up for debate. In fact, if you look at some of the film over his last couple of games, he might have proven he's the best route runner in the league now that Antonio Brown is out of it. And with Dak, he's done everything you could possibly ask to at least solidify his place amongst the top six or seven in the NFL this season. Byron Jones, according to Pro Football Focus, came into this last game against the Eagles ranked 35th out of 105 cornerbacks.
I totally agree with you. And I think KT may end up being right that Byron is out of here.
Yeah, he might be. Because If they think that Dak is Russell Wilson or on a not even quite Russell Wilson, but
yeah, they don't think he's Russell Wilson. They
a
just
franchise guy,
and you don't have a replacement,
right? If you think he's a franchise guy, then $35 million isn't too much. If you think he's the franchise guy, and they probably do, so it would have to be Byron. I don't think there is a case to be made that Amari isn't worth it, considering what he has done with Dak. And what you gave up for him. Once you traded that pick, you can't be upset with what you pay him. You got to pay him.
Yeah, Amari Cooper is the most important skill position player to this team.
Yeah,
like it was Zeke, but not after seeing the impact Amari has made. No. 877-881-1053 Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. The rating is in. I've been waiting to see this. What is the rating? I have it, I think, for a change, and RJ and Troy don't. Usually they get it first. Troy, do you have it? Did you get it?
No, I do not.
Good. Let's go around the room. Usually a 30 is really good. That means 30% of the Metroplex watch the Cowboys game. What was it for the Eagles Sunday night? Factor in everything.
Everything. Oh, with the weather. Okay, I'll say that made it dip a little bit. I'll say a 26.
Not that far down, but definitely under a 30. Give me a 28.8.
Okay, now keep in mind.
All right. Just give us the
answer.
I'm
going to take a 31 because it's Sunday night football.
You're coming back all irritated today. What are you all moody for?
We're all
in good mood.
I'm just moody.
You had a day off.
Yeah, but I didn't. Yes, a day off. Getting home at 3 a.m., driving through a tornado. That's really fun.
Traffic came into work.
Oh, wow.
You didn't do the post game.
That's right. I did not do the post game. I did not do it.
I'm guessing it still did hit the 30 mark. Sunday night football, Eagles game for the NFC East lead. I think more than 30% of the Metroplex tuned in, so I'm going to say 31.
33.7.
Wow. Good for them.
33.7.
We don't need no stinking tornadoes.
Philly had... Well, NBC didn't give us any tornado updates.
No, but they did send out an apology yesterday.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, NBC5 released a statement saying that they made a poor judgment by showing the entire Cowboys broadcast. They were trying to cover up the reason why they were not doing tornado coverage on NBC5 because they were doing it on their stream at NBCDFW.com.
We talked about this all morning yesterday. I had to miss the first half of the third quarter and go back and watch it because Troy and I were east worrying about it hitting the Rockwall area, and NBC5 did not switch over. I'm like, that's how you know football is king here. A tornado is tearing up homes of the Dallas Stars and destroying Home Depots, and they're like, we're not switching this off the Cowboys game. Now, what would have happened if they did the split screen? Would Cowboy fans have been furious? Would Cowboy fans have been ticked off? What do you think?
I don't think so at all. Not at all. I mean, if you're going, I know this is a dated reference, but if you're going to split screen a car chase with the NBA Finals, I think you could do the same thing for a No.
What? The biggest sports, the biggest scandal in the history of the country?
True, but that, well, it developed.
With the NBA Finals?
It developed into that. This would be a gigantic story locally, and this was local. This was not a national broadcast. National broadcast, O.J. Simpson and the chase, okay, you can say that. Local news with a tornado in the area, yeah, you probably should have done a split screen.
Come on, Pat Doney. What are you doing, Pat? You guys selling out for ratings, Newey.
Come on, Newey. Quit doing your podcast and get up there and do something.
33.7 for DFW, and Philly got a 33.5. So,
okay,
man, that tells you right there. They're getting blown out. They're getting embarrassed. Misery. They're not leaving. They're still sticking with it.
How amazing is that?
That is pretty impressive.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive. So that's Sunday Night Football broadcast. That's Sunday Night Football's second best broadcast of the year. Number one. Cowboys and the Saints.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.